Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me up if you got a morning rant, if you got something to say, or if you just want to listen to the show
hit us up at 347-884-8810, and you can listen through your phone while you're working, while you're doing whatever you're supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? So what's up? You know what I'm saying? What's going on, everybody? You know, your boy is back. I had to take a break. You know what I'm saying? Of course, if y'all don't know, I was using someone else's laptop. All right? You know what I'm saying? I was using someone else's laptop before, and all of a sudden that certain someone needed to go back to school and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, you knew I was using your damn laptop and shit like that there, but then you call me a night before you go back to school. You call me on a Sunday. You need to be back to school Monday morning, asking for your laptop back. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Now, don't get me wrong. People go, well, yeah, you know, it was there, so you know you got to give it back. Yeah, it was theirs, and I know I got to give it back. But, you know, a lot of people don't be around to hear the conversation on how you got or acquired these things to begin with, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So everybody want to kind of look at it as if I'm being unreasonable. Everybody want to kind of look at it as if, you know, I'm just overreacting. Don't nobody damn overreact about something that you agreed upon. You know, that's like an agreement. That's a verbal agreement. People got to understand, when you make verbal agreements, that's like making contracts. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of these people walking around. We're making verbal agreements about a lot of these shows that we're doing, about a lot of this music that's being done, a lot of what's going on in the social media community and stuff like that. People make verbal agreements. And when you make verbal agreements, you're supposed to be able to back your agreement. It's like a verbal contract. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I had to do some things myself. I had to upgrade my phone. I had to get me a laptop, of course, you know what I'm saying, and make some changes. You know, I'm like Santa Claus. I was making a list and checking it twice, you know what I'm saying, trying to see who is naughty or nice, you know what I'm saying. Right now I'm trying to find somebody real naughty. You know what I mean? But like I say, y'all, you know what I mean? It's the Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is 63 degrees this morning, the high of 81 today, but it really feels like 60 outside. You know what I'm saying? It's 7 minutes after 9 a.m. out here on the West Coast. You know what I mean? We doing it real big. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on and everything. Big shout out to everybody that I've been networking with and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Ever since you guys spoke with me the last time, a lot of stuff has happened. A lot of people have came into my life. A lot of people has been dismissed from my life, you know, especially a lot of you black women. A lot of you black women, boy, y'all be on one. Y'all be coming, you know, and, you know, I had one black woman tell me, yeah, that's the way you feel about all black women. No, I don't feel this way about all black women, just your ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel this way about all black women. All black women don't put in a category and everything. But if you're a black woman and you're in a class by yourself because you do things on your own validity, you do things because it's coming from the heart, then that's a good thing, because you don't want to get put in a class of women who really ain't doing a damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So, you know, it's, you know, keep on doing your thing, women. You know, I've had a lot of women, you know, come by and want to kick it with me because of, I guess, my status, my social status or anything like that there. You know, yeah, I'm still dealing with these crazy-ass women, you know, they want to come by and kick it because what they done seen on Facebook and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And ladies, y'all got to start realizing that, look here, check this out. Just because a man invites you over, y'all kick it, y'all talk and everything. A lot of y'all women talking a lot of shit, you know, like, well, I'm just coming over to visit and this and the other. Ain't nothing going to happen. Ain't nothing going down. And as soon as you get over here, 20 minutes to a half hour later, you butt-ass naked in my bedroom talking about, ooh, daddy, ooh, daddy, ooh, daddy, ooh, daddy. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Now, yeah, now either I can look at that as an adult situation, you know what I'm saying, and handle that. Or I could look at you as you just hot in the ass and you came over and this and the other, and you was ready to get sexed up, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, and I was the man to do it. I don't know what you call it and everything. You know, actually, I call it being an adult and handling certain situations. But ladies, please don't get the big head behind it because a man is treating you like you're supposed to be treated and you're not used to being treated this way. I'm getting tired of all of you gangster-ass women, all you gangster bitches coming by and shit like that. You're so damn gangster and everything like that there till you don't know how to be romantic. You don't have no passion about yourself. Everybody want to be so damn tough because everybody think they getting played. Everybody don't want to commit or be real about it because when you go home, you think you getting played and everything like that. Look here, life is a play game, okay? Life is a game in itself. You better learn the game of life and learn how to get in it and get in the game and keep on moving and keep moving with everybody else. Keep it pushing and keep it moving and everything like a people mover. You know what I'm saying? Life is a game. I'm getting grown-ass men that's coming at me talking about, fat man, you know, you talk to me a certain way. Or, fat man, you said something a certain way, and this, that, and the other, and it hurt my feelings, or it hurt his feelings, or this, that, and the other. Do you honestly think I give a fuck if I'm hurting your feelings or hurting somebody else's feelings? It's called being honest. If can't no one be honest these days, then what the hell do we have left? And especially if you're another black man or white man, Latino man, whatever color you may be, and I can't speak to you like a man should be talked to, I can't talk to you and express myself like men should be able to talk to one another and express themselves, then go kill yourself with that shit. Get the fuck out of here with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I mean? We ain't got no time for weaklings. It ain't no time for the land of the weak or the meek or this, that, and the other and everything like that. Everybody, it comes to a point to where a man has to man up and be a man, okay? It's called being a man. So you have to man up and be a man. And that means in every aspect, taking care of your business and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Being say what you mean and mean what you say. You know, I had people coming at me this past week about some he say, she say shit. You know what I'm saying? Being in these organizations and stuff that I'm in and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Coming at me, but fat man, you said this, fat man, you said that. Well, look here. Fat man can repeat anything that he has said before, and I'll repeat it again. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not afraid to say or repeat what I've said, and whatever I've said, I make it clear enough to where I can repeat it and say it again. So please, people, don't come at me like, you know, like I'm talking behind somebody's back or this, that, and the other. And trust me, when I do say something, I have my facts, and I have all of my ducks in a row of what the hell I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. A lot of y'all don't even speak to me. You know what I mean? So why the hell should I have something to say about you? But then, you know, you want to send a messenger to me, and I've seen messengers get beat the hell up. I've seen messengers get shot, you know what I'm saying, where I come from, because you're delivering a message for somebody else that don't that's not woman enough nor man enough to come and deliver me and deliver this message to me yourself. You know what I'm saying? So watch out on being the messenger. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm the type of nigga, I shot the sheriff. I just, you know, I just let the deputy go so he can go back and tell everybody, fat man shot the sheriff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, you know, y'all, it's a lot going on. We got people coming out showing their true colors. We got people coming out of the closet. I don't know if y'all been in touch and been watching the Love and Hip Hop Saga and everything like that, to where, you know, we got two gay hip hop artists that's gay in hip hop industry. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So, you know, y'all got to be careful on what's going on. Y'all got to be careful of what's going on around you and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Notice your surroundings. Notice your surroundings. Know who you're dealing with and everything. I said this the last time that we was on, before I went on hiatus, before the person came and got their laptop and everything, Notice who you're dealing with. Notice the people around you. Notice your surroundings, okay? You know what I'm saying? Get to know who you're dealing with. You never know who you might be dealing with and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So I try and get to know everybody who I'm dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody ain't meant to ride your ride. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just a little bit for me and my boy Fat Man. Like I said, if you got something to say, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're going to definitely be talking to talking about the new project that's going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's called Vacation Travel, Getting Paid to Travel. You know what I'm saying? This is why I became a travel agent and got my travel agent's license back. I am getting 75% of my commission on when I travel. You know, I'm getting ready to go out to Detroit this week. You know what I'm saying? And do my first little vacation travel and everything, you know, so I can start moving around and enjoying life, okay? That's what it's all about. It's all about enjoying life. I get a chance to take my daughter on our first vacation, the first of the year in 2016. We got hella specials going on right now. If you're trying to book a trip, you know what I'm saying? Then you need to hit me up, you know what I mean? It's 702-475-1109, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing that gets me about this. People say that I got so much to say about somebody, but I am the only radio show host and radio show personality in Las Vegas, Nevada that will give you his personal cell phone number. So I don't understand why people say Fat Man saying this about me, Fat Man saying that about me, when all y'all got to do is get Fat Man up on the phone and everything and, you know, ask him yourself, what did you say or what was being said or, you know, or anything like that. But nah, y'all like to go behind, y'all like to do that behind the back bullshit and everything and don't want to say nothing, and you go and say something to somebody else about it. And right now, I'm really not giving a damn or giving a fuck how people feel because of my language, because I have no filter on what I say or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just you got to be able to deal with it. Either you go like it or you go hate it. But I know one damn thing, you're going to fucking respect it. I know that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so to everybody out there that's basically saying, you know, that's always got something to say, you know how to get in touch with me. You know how to get on and hit me up on my phone and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So it is all good. It is all good in the hood. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is the Wake Your Ass Up. Yeah, that's another damn thing. I know y'all not, it's another thing we're going to get into when we get back. But it's the Keep It Real Morning Show, y'all, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back.
D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your head is better show, honey, this is love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your niggas better show, honey, dip some love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your haters better show, honey, dip some love. Back up, back up. Miss Moosey coming through. Hit a honey dippy when she banging BBW. A devastation, dominations of destruction. Spin the head tight, my penny is combustion. Spin that ass around, drop it to the ground. Make a nigga coming through the ooh ah sound. It's a meeting in my bed, you got me so anxious. Get into them jeans and get that ass a dick spanking. Gotta put me soaking, honey dip choking. I'ma make her whip the bed, bust that ass open. Stroking, trying to work my way back on top. Fat man, dumb style, and I just make the pussy pop. Didn't stop, drop, roll, wiggle with it. Just like a champ, on some real shit. Goddamn, honey dip, you can take a dick. Fan and make it wet with a whole lot of spit. Going harder than the Alice Triple X, bitch. She just a thick chick, fan man on the remix. 702-716, throw it up, throw it up.
spit game, breathe fire. Pimp hoes, crack shows, reap the fire.
Nobody got me, pussy. Whips, pussy.
D.I.P. D.I.P. is up in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love. D.I.P. is up in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your niggas better show honey dip some love. D.I.P. 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 is up in the club. All your haters better show honey dip some love.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Your boy Fat Man up in here. That was, of course, one of my songs and everything this morning. That's called D.I.P. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Go out to all my little strippers. Everything out there, you know what I'm saying? So we are back this morning with the Keep It Real morning show, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So we are back and stuff. And like I said, I was about to recap on the I made a mistake. It was calling it the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. In case y'all don't know, one of my first morning show was called the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, okay? It had a little bit of everybody on there, you know what I'm saying? We made sure that we touched a lot of topics and everything, but I don't know if you guys remember my little co-host that I had out of Cleveland, Ohio, Mr. Hefe and everything, Mr. Hefe Chulo. Well, it comes to find out that Mr. Hefe Chulo was basically doing a morning show before he came on my show, due to the time difference in the time zones. He was doing a morning show before my show, called the Wake Your Butt Up Morning Show. Now, I don't know if if he just think I'm a new fool or old fool or whatever, you know what I'm saying? When I confronted him about it, and like I said, y'all remember Hefe Chulo. He used to be on the show. Motherfucker would be sleep and shit while I'm doing the radio show and everything. His ass would be on the phone snoring and all of that shit and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, you know. So he hits me with the, he'd been doing his own morning show. And I asked him, I said, well, do you not remember that I did a morning show called the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show? No, I didn't. He's a damn lie, bro. He's a damn lie and this, that, and the other. If I'm supposed to be your mentor and everything, how do you not know that I'm doing a morning show called the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show? Then he proceeds to tell me that, him naming his show slightly after mine, just changing one of the words, just happens to be a professional coincidence. Get the fuck out of here. You got to be fucking kidding me. He honestly tried to tell me that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, I was born at night. I just wasn't born last night. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, I'm really getting tired of you coattail riding ass motherfuckers that can't be creative and come up with your own creative shows, come up with your own creativity or anything like that. People want to know, okay, Fat Man, what happened to Pillow Talk Radio? Well, Pillow Talk Radio, I pulled the plug on Pillow Talk Radio because I was tired. I was tired. I was fatigued. My brain was tired. I haven't had any proper rest since my mom passed and I came back from Oklahoma. I tried to talk with my co-host at the time to try and explain to her why I was feeling the way I was feeling, and all she wanted to do was persist to tell me about how I need to get my shit together and how I need to get this together, and whatever I do is going to reflect in whatever the fuck I do. Well, then that's why I told her, fuck you. You can go on about your business, and I'm going to go on about my business, and I'm going to keep doing my radio show when the fuck I get ready to, okay? When it comes down to a person's mental health and a person's health capacity, period, that comes first. Because I am no help to myself, I am no help to my daughter, and I am no help to society or my community if my mind is not right and I am not properly rested and I am not in the mood to do a lot of this stuff. if I don't find, if the thrill is gone, then I'm gone, okay? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I pulled the plug on Pillow Talk Radio, because no one is going to come and tell me how to run my shit and run my radio show, something that I created. But once again, here's a dick-riding motherfucker who can't even create their own shit. So the fan page that we got, she just took the fan page and now is calling it G-Spot Pillow Talk. Why don't you be creative enough to come up with your own shit, come up with your own show, and come up with your own fan page? Why do people want to piggyback and dick ride other people after you've created something or something like that? If somebody that I was with and he created or she created something, and now they're telling me I'm going to pull the plug on it because I'm tired or I'm going to do such and such and such and such or anything like that, then I'm going to go and create my own shit. I'm not going to revamp something that he was doing that I was a part of, or revamp something that she was doing that I was a part of. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to create my own entity, my own empire, as everybody's saying it right now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I suggest that people do. Start creating their own empire. Start creating their own path in life. Don't follow nobody else's path. My path might not be the right path that you want to follow in life. You know what I'm saying? So you need to get your own path and follow your own path in life, okay? I mean, it's crazy, it's weird, you know what I'm saying, everything, but, you know, this is the life that we live in, you know what I'm saying? This is the life that we live in, you know what I mean? So a lot of y'all, you know, you need to wake up and, like I say, wake up and smell the Starbucks and everything, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, yo, y'all, you know, you got your boy Fat Man over here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're about to get into some of our news right now, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, I know we got these diehard-ass sports fans, you know what I'm saying. What's killing me is these women that are watching sports right now. I mean, these women, they are killing me because it's like they don't want to say nothing to nobody. They don't want to talk to nobody or anything like that. They are so enthralled with this sport. So we're going to go over some of these sports scores and everything, you know, because I know everybody was watching sports yesterday. And, you know, they were doing the damn thing. So for the people that didn't get a chance to see all the sports scores yesterday and everything, I'm about to read them to you right now. Tonight at 8:30 p.m., we got the Baltimore Ravens and Arizona goes head up tonight. Baltimore versus Arizona tonight at 8:30 for our Monday night football. So you guys make sure that you tune in, you know what I'm saying, and get ready for a hell of a game, you know what I'm saying. Now, I got to be honest, y'all, you know, I really don't get into football. I don't follow football like that. I got a whole lot of other stuff going on. I see they got this fantasy football and all of this stuff going on that they're trying to get you guys to be involved in, but it is not sanctioned here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? So that just goes to let you know. When I say it's not sanctioned, that means, you know, they don't have the permission nor the backing to do that here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So you guys be careful about what you're betting on and who you're betting on and where you're sending your money to and everything, because you guys got to realize when you're online and dealing with cyberspace, your money is floating around. People snatch money from out of the air. People think that this stuff, this fiber optics and all of this stuff, it has to go through a certain path and corridors and all of that stuff and everything to get to the destination when we're online and everything like that. And you got these hackers and these cyber pirates that can go and pirate your stuff and grab it from right out of the air. This is how they get money. This is how, you know, you get people to hack into accounts and all of that and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys just be careful with what's going on. Yesterday we had Buffalo and Jacksonville, okay? Jacksonville defeated Buffalo 34-31, okay? You know what I'm saying? So to all my Buffalo fans out there, got to try it again. Shout out to Jacksonville. they got away with that win yesterday. Also yesterday, the Houston and Miami game, okay? Miami walks away with the win at 44-26, all right? That was 44 Miami, Houston 26, you know what I'm saying? So you guys, you know, Houston got to come back and try again. I don't know what stats everybody's in or anything like that. I'm just giving you guys the final score and everything. Also yesterday, Tampa Bay and Washington. All right. It seems like Washington squeaked away with a 1-point lead win, 31-30. Washington 31, Tampa Bay 30. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for all you people out there that's out there betting and at the sports book every damn weekend and this, that, and the other, you know, and you ladies wonder why sometimes you can't find a date and everything like that. Don't no man want to constantly be out at the damn sports book every fucking Sunday and Monday and everything like that, watching you lose your money and everything, paying him half-ass attention because you're so enthralled into this football game. Okay, then, but I know if a dick walked across the screen, then you'd be like, oh, damn, did you see that? Did you see that dick walk across the screen and everything? Okay, Cleveland and St. Louis. St. Louis walks away yesterday with 24-6. St. Louis 24, Cleveland 6. St. Louis takes the win, all right? And also yesterday, the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots walk away with the win at 30, New York Jets 23. Yeah, the Patriots walk away with another win. And, of course, Minnesota and the Detroit Lions. Now, I don't know what's going on with my Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions always been winning. They ain't never made it to a Super Bowl. They ain't none of that. They ain't never made it to the playoffs, nothing like that. They always start out their season losing, you know what I'm saying? And yesterday they got beat by Minnesota 28-19. Minnesota 28, Detroit 19. Minnesota walks away with the win. And, of course, my Pittsburgh Steelers in Kansas City. Kansas City wipes up the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kansas City 23, Pittsburgh 13, all right? And once again, we have Atlanta versus Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta walks away with the win. Atlanta 10, Tennessee 7, all right? Now, these are all the Sunday football scores that come on every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? They start football those Sundays at what time? 10 o'clock in the morning? Sometimes 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm still in the bed, sleep. You know what I mean? So Sunday also, New Orleans against Indianapolis. New Orleans walks away with the win, 27. Indianapolis, 21. You know what I mean? And, of course, Oakland Raiders and San Diego 49ers. You know what I'm saying? Oakland Raiders walk away with the win of 37. San Diego walks away. Well, San Diego walks away with a loss of 29. You know what I'm saying? I know my Oakland Raiders and my Oakland fans are ecstatic about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Dallas takes on the New York Giants. The New York Giants walk away 27, Dallas 20, all right? And, of course, Philadelphia and Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Carolina walks away with 27, Philadelphia 16, you know what I mean? So that's just, you know, some of the football scores and everything. You know, like I said, y'all, if y'all got anything to say, you got something you want to, you got a shout-out or something like that, you can hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. If you're in queue and you're listening to me, press the 1 button if you got something to say. Other than that, you can sit in queue and listen to me on your phone app. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. And we appreciate y'all and everything that's tuning in this morning. I know your boy Fat Man has been gone for a minute. I had to regroup and get myself together and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, get back on track. You know, everybody has to regroup at one time and get themselves together and get themselves back on track. You know what I'm saying? And, you know I got a lot of people. I got a lot of people. You know what? It's funny how you get people that say they want to be down with you and this, that, and the other, but really don't want to be down with you. You know, I made a I made I made a post one day that says, all the people that's around you, I said all the people that's all the people that's by your side is not on your side. Okay, I'm gonna say this again. All the people that's by your side is not on your side. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And I say that because I see a lot going on. I see a lot of people call themselves networking and things like that and stuff, and it just seems like that people try and network and see what you're doing to try and one-up you. And when I say one-up you, that means, that means they're trying to, watch what you're saying, watch what you're doing and everything like that. They're coattail riders, you know what I'm saying? You don't need nobody riding your coattail or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? You need to just keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we got to do. We're getting ready. We're getting to the end of 2015. And, coming to 2016, we need to be a lot more aware on what's going on in our surroundings and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, everybody, like I said, just make sure that you're doing what you're doing, say what you're saying, and say what you mean, and everything, you know what I mean, and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got so much going on around you. We got so much going on. We're getting to the end of the year. We got all of these artists supposed to be so-called doing so much and, doing these showcases and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and I don't think no one is really aware on what's going on around them. We're so busy always trying to help somebody. That's my downfall. I'm always trying to help somebody. I'm always reaching back, trying to give someone a hand up, you know what I'm saying, and everything. But no one reaches back for the man that basically, no one really realizes or knows what's going on and everything in certain things and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And everybody wants to get cliquish, and everybody wants to, everybody wants to be so judgmental about what's going on and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, my thing is, I want to say, we got some, if you got you got birthdays going on, we got birthday shout outs and everything going on and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, it's just your boy Fat Man. I'm just up here getting back into the swing of things, just getting back. We talking, we chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. This is the second season of the morning show. If you want to talk to me, if you got something to say, you want to get something off your chest, you may have something to say to me. Hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. We're going to pay some bills, and your boy Fat Man will be right back after these messages.
I love your eyes, your hips, your thighs. I like the way you walk away from me. I like the way you walk towards me. There's nothing like a big girl that can put a smile on a man's face. And as long as I got a thing, you got a place to sit.
More pushing for the cushion, just more to love. The girl think I wouldn't, just more to love. When we wake up in the morning, just more to love. You just more to love, you just more to love. More pushing for the cushion, just more to love. Big girl think I wouldn't, just more to love. When we wake up in the morning, just more to love. You just more to love, you just more to love.
I'm always doing my City in my VH1. Big girls like I'm Dick trying to have some fun. Fat man back to back, but I'm feeling you, miss. Don't care who you with, cause I beast the shit. Nah, it's getting late, no time to waste. Talking out the side of your neck on the first date. Wearing a tight skirt and all that. You're just more to love, I got your sack like a quarterback. It's getting late, no time to wait. I wanna push your spine all the way up into your chest plate, breaking you off into the house quake. You got a heavy hitter, no need for first base. You're my dub from up above. Big girl, all I got is nothing but love. You're my special to my chronic, we can blow this up. I sit back and get high off the smoke, now that's what's up.
Pushing for the cushion, just more to love. We girl, think I wouldn't, just more to love. When we wake up in the morning, just more to love. You just more to love, you just more to love. More pushing for the cushion, just more to love. Big girl, think I wouldn't, just more to love. When we wake up in the morning, just more to love. You just more to love, you just more to love.
Now it's 11:45 and she had my house. Trying to holler at this chick and tell her what I'm about. See, we like the same things, we had the same dreams. But most of all, she was down to be my queen. Took my cream and her titties, took my burner in the bushes. Holding down the block with the shoves and the bushes. Real cute in the face, got a thick ass waist. Ain't afraid to put the smack down, won't hesitate.
More pushing for the cushion, just more to love. We girl, think I wouldn't, just more to love. When we wake up in the morning, just more to love. You just more to love, you just more to love. More pushing for the cushion, just more to love. We girl, think I wouldn't, just more to love. When we wake up in the morning, just more to love. You just more to love, you just more to love. Big girl, think I wouldn't, just more to love. When we wake up in the morning, just more to love. You just more to love. You just more to love.
Yeah, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man back in here. You know what I'm saying? It's the Keep It Real morning show. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? That was my song, you know, More to Love. Of course, Fat Man got some music that he's getting ready to drop next month. You know what I'm saying? I got the More to Love mixtape coming out. And everything, you know, so, you know, you guys stay tuned for that, you know, but just been getting things together and stuff, putting my ducks in a row, cleaning out my closet, you know. Big shout out to everybody that's been rolling with me and rocking with me. Of course, your boy is going to be out in Detroit this week. Yes, that's right. I'm going back home after 20 plus years of not being in Detroit, not being out there and everything like that. I've been kind of keeping track of everybody, doing a lot of networking and stuff like that. So right now I'm going to be getting with my boy Rick Bender and doing his little Halloween party and stuff like that. We'll probably do a special episode of the morning show, which will be probably the evening show and everything that I'll be doing this Friday live from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? And also I'll be doing the morning show doing the morning show live from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? So we're looking to have some fun, looking to have a good time. I hope you all can log in and log on and be a part of this epic, epic, epic show, you know what I'm saying? I am very, 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 very excited, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody out there in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? I am so looking forward to coming back home and kicking it with y'all, you know what I mean, and seeing all my peoples and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So it is a wonderful, 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 wonderful thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so my thing is I wait to do that, you know what I'm saying? But right now, in our world and local news, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get you guys some local news, some world news going on. In Detroit, Michigan, a woman is sentenced to prison in death of her newborn son at work. Okay, this is in Detroit, Michigan. Boy, my people in Detroit can't keep their ass out of trouble. It says, 26-year-old woman on Monday expressed her indescribable pain and regret for the death of her newborn son, who she stuffed into a plastic bag after giving birth to him at her suburban Detroit workplace. What? It says Kimberly Pappas was sentenced to 9 to 20 years in prison. The Wyandotte woman earlier pleaded guilty to second-degree murder under an agreement with prosecutors to drop charges, including felony murder and child abuse. The pain and regret I have over this really can't be put into words, Papa said. Okay. Police said the baby was discovered on March 31st at Papa's desk after her birth in the restroom of the business in Wayne County, Rufford Township. An autopsy determined that the infant lived for 20 to 30 minutes and died of suffocation. His death was ruled a homicide. All right, Detroit News reported that Papa's had previously denied a pregnancy, according to her sister and co-worker. Cassandra Papa's, she never purchased baby items and didn't discuss options such as abortion or adoption. Her father, James Papa's, said his family had unconditional love for her and would have been there when she was released. And would be there when she was released. Really? You going to try and be there when she released? Kimberly, we love you very much. He said, we will support you with as many visits as we can. Okay, why would anybody want to support a woman who has killed her child by suffocation at work? See, this is what gets me. This is what really gets me. You ladies holler about, you know, a lot of y'all women holler about, you know, a man with a big penis, a man with a big dick. Oh, I can't just stand the other. You're not going to go up at me with all of that and everything. And here y'all women are pushing out 9, 10-pound babies, and you're at work, and you're pushing these babies out and then taking your ass back to work sitting at a desk like ain't nothing happened. So that means your ass is bleeding and everything else sitting at that damn desk because you just had a newborn baby. And you put the baby in a plastic bag. And you sit it up under your desk as if nothing is going on, as if nothing is happening and everything. This is what y'all are doing and everything. And then y'all talk about because a man wants to have sex or something like that. That is the dumbest, most idiotic, most uncivil shit that I've ever fucking heard in my life. Why the hell would you not want to let people know that you're pregnant? Why you want to go through this? So now you're about to spend the rest of your life in jail because you didn't make a simple phone call and said, hey, I just gave birth to a child, this, that, and the other. I want to put it up for adoption, blah, 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 and everything. You had to put the child in a plastic bag, smother the child to death. I don't know what's going on these days. Like Big Mama say, we are in our last days, okay? Right here, Oklahoma woman with more news. We have an Oklahoma woman charged with killing four people with a car to appear in court. An Oklahoma woman charged with killing four people with her car is going to appear in court. It says, Stillwater, Oklahoma, a woman suspected of plowing her car into a crowd at a homecoming rally for Oklahoma State University, killing four and injuring dozens, is set to make her first court appearance on Monday to answer to all four counts of second-degree murder. All right? It says Miss Albury Chambers, 25, is suspected of driving while intoxicated when she rammed her gray Hyundai Elantra into a crowd watching Saturday's parade in Stillwater, killing three adults and a toddler, police say. Chambers was expected to make an initial appearance in Payne County District Court on Monday afternoon, said police. All right, it says four dozen people were also injured, five of them critically, and the incident that sent shockwaves through the college town of 70 miles of West Tulsa. The incident was captured on a mobile phone video and was seen globally. All right. Second-degree murder charges can be brought between 10 years and life in prison. Police were awaiting the results of the blood test that was administered to Chambers after the crash. Okay. Her lawyer, Tony Coleman, told reporters on Sunday he believes his client is mentally ill and that she doubted she was drunk at the time of the crash. You know, in my opinion, Ms. Chambers suffers from a mental illness, Coleman was quoted as saying by Tulsa World newspaper. Exactly what type is yet to be determined. Okay. This sounds like a case that I was watching the other night on TV. A young man who stayed in a rural country town ran over several kids and parents and this and the other, killing them in this town and everything. And they ruled it. I forget the name that they called it, but they ruled it. They basically threw the case out because they said of his upbringing, he didn't know right from wrong. I don't know anybody who's been raised in these days that don't know right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? And for them to rule that in a case, you know, it just seems like these days, and this is what I tell everybody, money talks, bullshit walks. If you don't believe me, look and see who's running for president now. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, it's like a Facebook game. It's about how many likes can you get? How many people can you get to be on your side? How many people can you get to follow you? You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to sit back and watch. I wish we could still have Obama in office. You know what I'm saying? But I know Obama's only going to be in office for so long, and you can only do so long. You know what I mean? I mean, you can only do so much wrong, and you're only going to be in office for so long until, you know what I'm saying? You know, these Republicans are something else. You know what I mean? But like I said, if Donald Trump wins as president, I'm moving to Alaska. At least Alaska, you can go and cut out your own, you can go and get your own piece of land and move in, you know what I'm saying, and things like that, like back in the day, you know what I'm saying, the old pioneer days, you know what I'm saying. So we just have to stay tuned and see what is to become of that. Now, I know we all been watching the Lamar Odom story, you know what I'm saying, and everything. He's been in the hospital, you know, from doing the drugs and all of that. He's out here kicking it at the Bunny Ranch and everything. You know what I'm saying? Him and Chloe, they've been going through their ups and downs and everything, you know. But, don't nobody ever want nobody hurt or anything like that. We wish Lamar Odom the best, you know, and everything. We hope for a speedy recovery. They say he's up and he's talking now and everything. So we wish him and Chloe the best right now. It says, Chloe to Lamar, do you do drugs again? I'm gone for good. Okay, this is what Chloe tells Lamar. If you do drugs again, I'm gone for good. If you smoke your kneecaps off again and everything and go on this crack binge, I'm gone for good. You know what I'm saying? And people don't really know what sparks, you know, these people to turn to drugs and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'll be talking about, where your so-called friends come in at. When you say you got, when people say that you're your friend, you got to keep track of one another. You got to keep tight with one another. Stay in touch with one another. A real friend stays in touch with their dear friend. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want nothing to happen to their friend. It's real shit. Simple as that. You don't want nothing to happen to your friend. So you're going to make sure that you stay in touch with your friend. Okay? I'm trying to get the story to come up now and everything. We got everybody. Even Dr. Drew is saying, you know, Chloe, be careful and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people need to be in contact with what's going on and everything, you know, with your dear friends, with your so-called friends and everything like that, because, hey, life is short. You know what I mean? Everybody needs a little bit of love and stuff, but you know, you got to make sure, you know, you got to make sure you stay in touch with your so-called friends and stuff, you know. So it says, you know, Dr. Drew telling Chloe to be careful, you know what I'm saying, because she don't want this to happen again, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, to be honest, you know, he is right, because you're dealing with a drug addict, you know, you're dealing with someone who's right now who's not really stable or anything, you know. So you have to be careful and make sure that you don't fall into that stereotype with your loved one or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it is all good. There's so much going on right now in world news today. You know what I mean? Like I said, y'all, you know, your boy is back. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to do it real big. We're getting it in. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? We got an 872 area code in the building. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. Big shout out to everybody that's listening. And you don't want me to know that you're listening, but I know that you're listening. It is all good. You know what I'm saying? It is all good. You know what I mean? So we're going to pay some bills, y'all, and we're going to definitely be right back. You know what I'm saying? With the wind up and with the Monday wind up and the Monday roundup, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be doing it real big. Y'all, you got your boy Fat Man. If you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Press the one button when you get in queue, which lets me know that you want to talk to me, all right? I'm your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. It's the Keep It Real Morning Show. What's up?
By the money, die by the money. It's game time on that main line. Sidestep on that baseline. Money calling on FaceTime. Head to Cali, don't waste time. 100 miles on that state line. Leave in the morning, right back in the daytime. They heard them balling through the grapevine. Breast twisted, bread getting. In them bitches, his leg splitting. Dropping ass and they popping ass. And they know the handler be breadwinning. Looked up and she froze up. Hustle game is polar. Feet softer than powder. The top is harder than Yola. I get it. You know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back. In the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself cause you know that I look at your bitch and you know she mine. Dip in the corner, you know that I jump it right out with no parachute. I get it. You know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back. In the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself and you know that I look at your bitch and you know she mine. Drift in the corner, you know that I jump it right out with no parachute.
Never changed up when I came up. Money getting done raised up. Bitches came and done changed up. I'm in the paint like Shaq with it. You can get your ass banged up. I came forward, I grind for it. Ain't got time to waste time for it. If it's money, I'm pushing that line for it. The flyest nigga, no parachute. If you sick, I'm spitting that Theraflu. In the whip, I sit with that foreign bitch. And we talking to making that revenue. And we sparking that Mary too. The tree I'm blowing is very blue. The bitch name is Mary Lou. She give me brain in that Chevy too.
I get it. You know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back. In the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself cause you know that I look at your bitch and you know she drift in the corner, you know that I jump it right out with no parachute. I get it, you know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back, in the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself and you know that I look at your bitch and you know she mine. Drift in the corner, you know that I jump it right out with no parachute.
Pulled up and we popped out. Bad bitches on compound. Dirty dancing, no patches, crazy. My swag is crazy, I wop out.
And VIP on that TIP. She twerk that dance and it pop out.
She pole sliding, she pole riding. She killing it like it's hot.
The booty is breaking, she breaking it down. Earthquake it and shake it around.
Last call for that alcohol. And the X pillars for that way down.
It jumped off when it jumped off. From the strip club to that playground.
You a bad bitch, so just roll with me. I'ma take you down on that straight pound.
I get it, you know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back, in the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself cause you know that I look at your bitch and you know she mine. Drift in the corner, you know that I jump it right out with no parachute. I get it, you know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back, in the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself cause you know that I look at your bitch and you know she mine. Drift in the corner, you know that I jump it right out with no parachute.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? That first song was, of course, your boy, yours truly, your boy Fat Man and everything. It was called Fat Man's Party. And then the second song that you just heard was from BBS, the Bundle Boys, and this and the other. It was called Game Time, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. I heard that they won the little showcase and everything. That they did Friday and stuff like that. So, you know, big shout out to them and everything. Right now, y'all, I'm on the online with Miss Roxanne Shante. Of course, if y'all don't if y'all remember Roxanne Shante, you know what I'm saying? She had a song, The Real Roxanne, and everything like that back in that day, and stuff like that. You know, that's back when I was growing up and everything. But I'm talking to her, trying to get her on the show and everything so I can try and do some interviews. Big shout out to my man John Cunningham out there in New York. You know what I'm saying? Who sends me a lot of these artists and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of these artists and a lot of these old school cats and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So a big shout out to Miss Roxanne Shante. Hopefully that we can have her on the show very soon. You know what I'm saying? I've also reached out to Remy Ma. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get her on the show. Of course, y'all know before we did go off the air for the last season, we had people on the show like my man, Freeway Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, who was telling us about his book and the movie and how he made it in the business and things like that, and you know, how we need to think about going corporate in business and everything and networking with one another. That's one thing that I don't think people really get, and a lot of these artists don't really get. You running out here and you're trying to do these shows, and you're trying to do showcases and everything like that, and it's getting to the point to where a lot of you artists can't even get 5 to 10 people of your fan base to show up for your show or for your artist showcase. You know, you got people asking you to pay an astronomical price to be a part of this show and this lineup and everything to win a distribution deal or something like that. And right now, you know, CD Baby, iTunes, Apple, all of that is giving away distribution deals, digital distribution deals, once you upload their music so they can have an agreement with you all. I don't think a lot of artists, I think these artists know it. They're just too lazy to try and do it. You know what I'm saying? First of all, a lot of you artists got to get your copyrights done. Don't get me wrong. I'm lazy about that too. You have to be copywritten. It's no longer that I'm going to fill it out and mail it back to myself and everything like that. Those days are over. We don't copyright like that anymore, okay? You have to get registered with a copyrights company, BMI, ASCAP, something like that, you know what I'm saying? So they can track these showcases that you're doing. So they can track, where's your BDS scores, you know what I'm saying? You know, you have to get music registered with BDS. So when they are playing it or these radio stations are playing it, they can track it. They know how many spins you got. They know what radio stations is playing your music, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a part and push yourself just like everybody else has to push themselves. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the person that was listening to that was just on the line and everything like that. But you guys have to make sure that you're taking care of your own business in your own way and during your own time. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to get somewhere and you call yourself trying to perform or you're trying to whatever you're trying to do and you're not prepared. That's just like me going out here to Detroit trying to perform with everybody and I'm not properly prepared to do so. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys need to really get yourself set up, you know, get your ringtones and all of that stuff together and everything, you know what I'm saying? Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. You're definitely, definitely going to need it, you know what I'm saying, and stuff, because it's a part of taking care of business. If you want to be taken seriously, then you need to promote yourself and be serious. You know, you need to put yourself out there and everything, you know what I'm saying? No one will never know or hear about you if you're not putting your music out there to be heard, okay? So this is what I'm talking about. This is why instead of me playing all the major artists, I'm going to start playing my own music, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I need to start supporting myself. You can't expect someone to support you and you're not even supporting yourself, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all the people that I'm seeing, all this love and stuff that I'm getting on Facebook and everything like that. I mean, big shout out to everybody that loves your boy Fat Man and everything. He's putting me, showing me all this love on Facebook and everything. Every time I go on Facebook, I see a butt or ass or something like that. And you know what I'm saying? And everything. So, speaking of butt and ass, here's another song called Bust That Ass Open by your boy Fat Man, y'all. It is, we're getting down to the last minutes of the show and everything. Like I said, if you got anything to say or you got something that you got a rant or you want to give a shout out or you want to let me know what's going on with your local event, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. We'll be right back.
Yeah. That's right, y'all. Coming to you live and direct.
Fat boys are back.
New Fat Boys.
Fat Boys are back.
Yeah. Shoot them out. Fat Man. From the LV to the D. We're about to do it real big, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Bust that ass over, y'all. Come on, ladies.
Yes.
It's a brand new dance. Now, here we go.
Now, shorty, go and walk it out. Twist your hips with it. Swing your arms in the air. Put a dip in it. Drop it down to the floor. With a roll with it. Now, bring it up real slow. You so cold with it. Now, bust that ass open. Now, bust that ass open. Now, bust that ass open. Baby, bust that ass open. Now, bust that ass open. Now, bust that ass open. Fat boy, love the track. And bust that ass open.
Chubby misfit. Love a big chick. Gotta be the baddest if you wanna ride this. Turns on 10 when I mix that fifth. Swipe it, touch the toes, throw it back, that's it. Group game wide, team been live. Come up to my crib if you bout that lie. You say you want a thug, I'm so west side. Screaming, got a dream and she could be my wife. No, not tonight, gon' bust it open. Wet and wild kitty, I'ma lead a thing soapy. Sex slow motion, smacking my promotion. 10 toes down, player, I've been chosen. So outspoken, game got her choking. Baby, flex your arm, drop it low, then roll it. Bring it up slow, baby girl, you the coldest. You driving daddy wild, now bust that ass open.
Now shorty gon' walk it out, twist your hips with it. Flex your arms in the air, put a dip in it. Drop it down to the floor, with a roll with it. Now bring it up real slow, you so cold with it. Now bust that ass open, now bust that ass open. Now bust that ass open, baby, bust that ass open. Now bust that ass open, now bust that ass open. Fat boys on the track and bust that ass open. Hey little mama, work it out, get your ass on the floor. Bend over, touch your knees and scrape your elbows. Fat boys in the house and we bout to blow. Yo spot, cause it's hot. Big girls, you ought to know. This is dump truck music with a fat boy twist. Drop it low to the floor and poke out your hips. I like the way you wobble and you do that there. Up and down on the pole, swinging round in the air. Cause I'm smooth like Heavy D, Mo Funk and Freddie Jackson. Fat boys in your face and we ready for action. It's the heavy set one with the slick tongue. Bust that ass open, baby, west side, we on one. I bust that ass open. Now bust that ass open, now bust that ass open, baby, bust that ass open. Now bust that ass open, now bust that ass open. Fat boys are back, bust that ass open. Ah,
now that's a keeper, damn it.
Yeah, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man back up in here. That was dedicated to all my big girls out there. They just sending me a lot of love, sending me a lot of ass and everything on my Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? I'm been sitting back, you know, like I told you guys, I had to upgrade my, all my system, my laptop and this and the other and everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. And, you know, just been sitting here and I'm watching and I'm seeing a lot of people are getting, you know, getting their swerve on and shit like that there and everything. I'm seeing my strippers, they doing they come up thing and stuff like that and everything, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like, well, damn, you know, I need to get me a website and charge $23 a month or $25 a month and this, that, and the other and put up some dick pics and get some, you know, get me some women to come in and we can have sex on camera and stuff like that there, you know what I'm saying, and start selling my, start selling my little video clips and all of that stuff. I believe I could be a little bit successful. I believe I could be successful at it and everything, you know what I'm saying? And You know, you know, I would wonder what it'd be like for Fat Man to become a porn star and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, everybody can do it. Don't ever limitate yourself and think that you can't do it. You'd be surprised what you could do once you put your mind to it and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, if anybody got anything to say, y'all, we down to the last minutes of the radio show. Anybody got anything to say or anything they want to say to me? You know what I'm saying? Hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who was logging on and following me and stuff. But like I said, I am back. And ain't no doubt about it. I'm going to keep on doing my damn thing. I'm going to keep on pushing. We're going to keep on striving for greatness and everything like that, to keep on doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, make sure you follow your boy Fat Man. This is the only place that you're going to get local news, underground news, unheard news, world news, my news, your news, good news, bad news, and nothing but the news is right here, y'all, on the Keep It Real morning show. You know what I'm saying? And everything, y'all. So I've had a great time with you guys, recapping and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Try and make sure that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. You know what I'm saying? Because life is not promised to nobody. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So make sure you enjoy your day. Enjoy life. You know what I'm saying? Because life is too short. And when life is too short, you know what I'm saying? You must, when life is too short and it throws you lemons, and you make lemonade. You know what I'm saying? That's what you need to do. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, y'all, for your boy Fat Man and everything, y'all know how it is. We're going to play one more song before I get up out of here. And like I said, if you got anything to say, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Hit me up. Let me know what's on your mind.
Where all my big girls at? Big chicks. Where all my big chicks at? Big girls. Y'all know the business.
Big girl, I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. I like the way you do that there. You know I like the way you do that there. Girl, when I'm up in the club, it's all lies. Watching you doing your thing, I'm hypnotized. Come over here, blow up some things to purpleize. I wanna turn you on to some things, I specialize. I like it when you're working the thing between your thighs. And you know I'm telling you cause I'm looking you in your eyes. So dip your hips, ass, over. You know I'm about to hit it like a fat man's supposed to. Cause loving me like ecstasy, you got your body next to me. This little open loop on the stage, we got the breeze in me. Dropping slow down the pole, BBW. Fat man up in this bitch with his curvy crew. Long Beach Club, curve, West Coast is move. Friday night they get it cracking and crunk. Dedicated to the ladies with the junk in the trunk. Fat man, yes, tattoos bringing the funk. Like me, I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. The way you move that there, you know I like the way you move that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over, dip your hip ass over. Booyaka, booyaka, up in the club. Hey yo, ghetto girl, come show me love. Got my favorite dress on, that's who's the sexiness. No woman, no cry, Caribbean mistress. Cause you got a smile on lock and you keep it in hot. Long hair down your back and you're showing ass crop. Little mama taking drama while I'm smoking on Havana. I toss her in a group and serve her up like Benihana. Stays in demand like a PS2. You're the number one song on my Rolling Stone review. I got a Prada and Gucci, Cartier type bitch. That rocks Gucci and Fendi and Chanel type shit. Let's steal away to San Tropez. Getting love on the beach by Mandalay. You're the woman I've been looking for to steal my dream. Half black, Dominican, late, alien, the same. I like the way you shake that there. You know I like the way you shake that there. I like the way you move that there. You know I like the way you move that there. You know I wanna see you dip your hip ass over. 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 I like the way.
over.
What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming up in here. You know what I'm saying? That was my song, I Like the Way. You know what I'm saying? I just like the way. I like the way you do that there. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all my big girls out there that's doing that there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting here going through my Facebook pages on my social media. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, people got to make sure that you know how important social media is to your project or to your movement. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you get on social media and you promote. Well, no one knows about what you're doing if you don't promote it and let people know that you're out here doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I am very bad at that myself. I need to get on here and promote my stuff a little bit more. Like I said, you know, you are talking to your destination specialist. You know what I'm saying? In case y'all don't know, Fat Man is a destination specialist. So if you need to take a trip or you need to go anywhere, you just make sure you hit me up or go to my website at cheapertravel365.paycation.com. That's cheapertravel365.paycation.com. You know what I'm saying? And go there and use my search engine. I am powered by Priceline and everything. I got the same search engines that everybody else have. It's just that with my search engines, you can get my rates at 10 to 20, almost 50% cheaper. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you go check me out and look at, you know, check out my site and everything. That's cheapertravel365.paycation.com. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So you make sure you go and check that out and everything and book your trip. You know, of course, the holidays is coming up. You know what I'm saying? The holidays is coming up, so I know everybody is trying to come to Las Vegas, Nevada, or, you know, go somewhere and book your trip. I don't know if you're trying to come to Las Vegas to spend New Year's Eve with us. We have the most exciting New Year's Eve party that jumps off every year out here on the Las Vegas Strip. You know what I'm saying? So you guys make sure that you hit me up and get your New Year's Eve resolutions and reservations on, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and you know, so we can make sure that you're doing the damn thing and in the place where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, y'all, I enjoy coming back. I've been gone too long, but I'm glad to be back. Today is just the first day. It's Monday. You know what I'm saying? So today was just the first day and everything, but I am definitely glad to be back and be back on the air and doing what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing that people got to realize is got to start doing is start doing what you love to do. You know what I'm saying? Life is too short for you not to be doing what you want to do and get what you want to get out of life. So make sure that you're doing what you love to do and everything. And, you know, keep your eyes on the prize. You know what I'm saying? Keep your eyes focused on what you're trying to do. You know, I know that I am. It's just that I know I have a big heart at times. And our hearts will get us in trouble most of the times because our hearts are so big and everything. And we want to try and help everybody that we could possibly help when a lot of people really don't need the help. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You can't help everybody. You can't take everybody to the promised land with you because everybody is not meant to go. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, everybody, you know what I mean? I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for rolling with me and stuff like that there. You know what I'm saying? Catch me tomorrow morning right back here, same place, same station and everything, and I'll start putting together. We'll start having some guests to call in and everything that you can call in and ask questions with and talk to and everything and get their side of the story on their side of life. You know what I'm saying? So, with no further ado, y'all, that's your boy. That's my show for the day. I just want to thank everybody for coming in and everything. You know what I'm saying?